Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, Episode 89, 7 Inner Habits of Remarkably Happy People, Part 2, by Catherine Smith, with GoodLifeZen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, fellow Life Optimizer, and welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of three podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays, where I actually answer your questions. Remember, if you send one in, you're entered into small raffles to win books, but I'll tell you more about that at the end of the show. I cannot believe we're only a week away from Thanksgiving. My goodness, let the preparation begin. I've mentioned this before, around this time of year, it's even difficult for me to not just want to snack on candy and sweets and extra food that's laying around. It really does take some practice, not just willpower. There was a time when I was getting my dietitian degree where I actually gained 8 pounds between the fall and the new year. And yes, I was a nutrition student. I was supposed to know better, but still gained 8 pounds. So I learned really quickly I have to change my environment to lead to success. So once Halloween was over, I removed the candy, gave it away, did not dump it, gave it away to some folks, did not take home any leftovers from Thanksgiving, ate a snack before Christmas dinner. All these little things helped me maintain my weight these past few years. So again, I'm not perfect. It happens to me too, but I work at it. And I know you can do this as well. And really quickly, before I get into today's post, remember, this is part 2 from yesterday. So if you didn't hear yesterday's post, which is episode 88, you'll probably want to start with that. All right, let's get to part 2 so we can start optimizing your life. 7 Inner Habits of Remarkably Happy People, Part 2, by Catherine Smith with GoodLifeZen.com. 5. Dedicate your life to something bigger than yourself. Quote, the best moments in our lives are not the passive, receptive, relaxing times. The best moments usually occur if a person's body or mind is stretched to its limits in a voluntary effort to accomplish something difficult and worthwhile. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Happy people dedicate their lives to something bigger than themselves, something challenging and meaningful. They spend years honing their skills, stretching just beyond their comfort zones. When you become deeply involved in this way, you forget yourself and experience a heightened awareness of each moment. Much like what occurs during meditation, you can reach a state of harmony, flow, and ease. These activities give your life meaning and make you happy in a deeper, long-lasting way. 6. Speak out for positive change. Quote, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Margaret Mead. It's natural to want to fit in. We are all influenced by others, and it can be a good thing. If you're trying to lose weight, being around someone committed to the same goal can truly help. Want to improve your skills at work? Finding a mentor makes the process a lot easier. Fitting in this way increases our happiness. But then, there are those other times. Someone at work tells an off-color joke, or your new boyfriend's brother hides a put-down in an amusing story about another person. Suddenly, fitting in feels awkward. And while saying nothing and letting the moment pass may feel like the safest route to take, it won't increase your happiness. In fact, it will lower it. Happy folks tend to speak out if they feel uncomfortable about a situation. If you want to be happier, stay true to who you are and honor your values and beliefs, even if it means not fitting in. 7. Make mistakes. Quote, "Sucking at something is the first step to being sorta good at something." Adventure Time, the cartoon. Think about the engaging, magnetic people you've met in your life. Maybe they had a talent you really admired, an air of confidence about them, or they did things you could only dream of. Odds are, they made some huge, slap-your-forehead mistakes along the way. Yet, they weren't afraid to admit their blunders. They may have even turned them into funny stories. The most joyous amongst us know that lasting happiness isn't about playing it safe. They're curious and adventurous by nature. Here's how you can do it. Be willing to take risks and explore and grow, even if it means foregoing comfort or momentary happiness, even if it means failing. Because the most awesome things in life reside just outside what's comfortable and familiar. Are you ready to create some happy habits of your own? Quote, "What you do today can improve all your tomorrows." Ralph Marston. The world has too many people who are just going through the motions, people who do what society tells them to. What the world needs are more remarkably happy people, people who light up their corner of the world and lift up others. Because happiness is an energy that enhances the lives of those around us. If you want to live a remarkably happy life, one that leaves the world a better place for you having been in it, you can't just read about remarkably happy people. Being happy isn't a philosophy to be analyzed or debated. It's a way of life. You have to live it. That means accepting what's outside of your control instead of breaking yourself against it. It means budgeting your time and money for things that make your life more meaningful and saying no to the things that don't, even when it's uncomfortable. It means stepping out of your comfort zone, scheduling time to dedicate your talents and strengths to something bigger than yourself. You have to realize you're in charge of your happiness, and by taking steps to become happier, you will brighten up so much more than just your own life. These 7 habits of remarkably happy people are your steps toward a happier life. So take that first step. The world is waiting. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 7 Inner Habits of Remarkably Happy People by Catherine Smith with GoodLifeZen.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
People do ask me, although not that often, whether I am truly happy. They ask, especially after they found out that I have a chronic disease. Because oftentimes when people are ill, they're not so happy, and that's understandable. But for me, I tell them that I am in fact happy. I wasn't always, especially right after my diagnosis way back in college. But I'm happy now. And when they ask me, why is that? Or how did that happen? I tell them, because I work at it. And just like I read to you from Catherine's post, happiness is something that doesn't just come to you. You have to work at it. You have to reframe things. and I promise it can be accomplished. And again, for me, it was about reframing my own health condition and saying, you know what? This was a wake-up call that I need to change my lifestyle, to eat better, exercise, and manage my stress better. And it was finding a career that didn't feel like work. It was finding a career that makes me happy. It may not pay the most, but I love going to work every day. I feel like I'm helping others, and I feel like I'm bettering myself in the process. And to me, that's the perfect combination. All right. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions every Friday in a special Q&A episode. If you want to send in your own question for me to answer right here on the show, come by our website, oldpodcast.com, and there's a red bar along the side that says, Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a question and send it in. It's totally free. It can be about diet, nutrition, fitness, disease prevention, stress management, anything along those lines, and it's super easy to do. Or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Either way works just great, and if you send in an audio question, you'll be in special raffles every month to win books. And don't forget, answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of the show, so definitely keep those wonderful questions coming in. If you can believe it, that wraps up 89 episodes. We're quickly approaching 100. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for telling someone about this podcast. And I'll see you tomorrow on our Q&A show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.